Hey, Granny, Zedman, I believe that's our ring.
I know this alarm. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have decided that the best thing to make Grandpappy Spears, the amnesia victim, feel at home in Pine Ridge, and perhaps restore his memory, is a big party. So the old fellows are starting to make arrangements for this gala and momentous affair. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jollum Down store library. Lum seems to be hunting for something.
Hey, Abner, we still got last Sunday's paper around the store anyplace?
Sunday's paper? Oh, that one from St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Oh?
Cedric was reading the funnies in it just the other day.
I don't know whereabouts that's at. Wait a minute. Ain't that it laying in that chair there by the library table right over there?
Wait a minute.
Right there.
Looks like it.
Yeah, I believe that's it. Take a look at it, Mom.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Did you want to read the funny?
No, I've done read them. Just wanted to glance over the society section, see if we can get some ideas for Grandpap's coming out party. We want this to be done up right.
Yeah, it ought to be a good one, as long as they give me
time. Have you called Sister Simpson yet and told her to start making all arrangements for it?
No, not yet, Mom. Just to be honest, I forgot about it. You want me to call her right now?
Well, wait a minute. Let's look through the paper first.
Oh.
If we get any new ideas, we can tell them to her, and she can get to work on them right away.
Well, if she could stand to get some new ideas. Them parties she gives, all just alike, every single one of them.
Here, take some of this paper and help me find the society part.
Yeah, sure. Whereabouts do you generally find that section, Mom?
I don't know exactly. Just keep looking till you come to it.
Well, how will I know it when I come to it?
You can tell by the photographs of the society folks in it. Always has a mess of them plastered all over the pages.
Well, how do I tell if they're society folks, Long?
Oh, that's easy. The men folks all wear bow ties, and the women folks ain't got no sleeves in their dresses.
They ain't. No, maybe you'd think women like that could afford to have sleeves, wouldn't you?
Well, they can afford them. They just don't want none.
Oh.
There's other ways you can tell society folks' photographs. They all got big smiles on their faces, but they actually look like their shoes were pinching them and they wish they'd home in bed.
Well, why they look that away for?
I don't know. They just do. That's all I know.
Well, maybe their shoes is pinching them long. Now, you take the Widow Abernathy. Now, she's been pushing them number 9 feet of hers into 5-6 shoes for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, but she ain't no society folks.
Well, I don't know. She's been the first one at ever box supper, ice cream social that's ever been given this town.
I wish you'd talk less and do more looking at her.
Society.
Besides, being first at the box supper don't make no society woman out of her.
Bow tie, small shoes. Well, 9 Italian officers reported to be in U.S. So they must be lost.
Yeah, might be, but that ain't the society news.
Oh, no. Society.
You don't read the whole paper out loud.
For the land's sakes, Treasury estimates 100 million half-filled war stamp albums in U.S. homes.
100 million.
That's what it says,
huh? Holiday sale. 3,300 pairs of women's shoes, $1.
For the land's sake.
Well, he needs stamp number 17 to get them.
Oh.
What was you reading there?
I just reading here. It says that the Treasury Department estimates 100 million half-filled war stamp albums in U.S. homes.
Strange. I know there's a lot of them, but I never expected there was that many.
No, I've
been trying to get folks around here to get them things filled up, too.
100 million. Reckon what they want half-filled books for long.
Well, they don't want them. They just forget to buy stamps is all.
Oh.
They get one of them albums started, and they put it in a...
What book?
That etiquette book I was reading yesterday.
Oh, that L.C. Blucher's Good Etiquette for Town and Country?
Yeah, that's the one, that big one there. Yeah, hand it here.
When are we going to give this coming out party for Grandpap Long?
I don't know yet. There's too many things we got to figure out first.
Yes, huh?
Or refreshments and invitations and decorations and I don't know what all.
Uh-huh.
Awful lot got to get done. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, here, there's a book. I guess that's it.
We'll have to get a debutante summers, too.
Get a what?
A debutante.
Well, what in the world is a debutante?
Don't you know?
Well, no, me and I never even heard of it before.
I was kind of hoping you'd know, because, well, to be right honest, I don't know what it is, either.
You don't, huh?
No, but I know we got to get one.
Oh.
Yesterday, I was reading this chapter here in a book about coming out parties, and all through the thing, they keep talking about a debutante.
Well, I do know. Huh. We might ask Sister Simpson. She knows all about parties and stuff like
no,
that.
No, no, now. We don't want her to know anything about this party.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They're trying to interfere and messing up all our plans.
Well, it's going to be hard finding a debutante if we don't even know what we're looking for. Don't the book tell what they're used for?
No, not exactly. There's one place in here where it says... Wait a minute. Where about is that now?
It ain't the name of some game you play at parties, is it, Mom?
Weddings, reception.
Like pinning the tail on a donkey or something like that. Is it that game like pinning the tail on a donkey? Is that what that baby tan
oh,
is?
Oh, well, now, here it is. Listen to this.
At
the coming out ball, the debutante stands beside the hostess and receives until at least 12 o'clock. Or until all the guests have arrived.
12 o'clock? Why, Lord, me, we'll all be home in bed by that time.
Does that give you any idea what it might be?
No. Must be something with legs on it, though, if it stands beside the hostess. A table or something like that, I reckon.
Yeah, it might be a table of some kind.
Yeah, more likely.
Have to be a fancy one, though.
What, huh?
Yeah, I believe, though, if it meant table, they'd have come right out flat-footed and said table.
Why, sure, table ain't a bad word. No reason why they couldn't say that in a book. Let's see, stand beside the hostess, huh? Douglas, Mom, you're the hostess, ain't you?
Hmm? Yeah.
Well, then you ought to know what's standing beside you, surely.
Well, I will. But first of all, we got to find out what it is so we can get one and stand it beside me.
Then
I don't know what it is. Don't worry about that.
Well, maybe it's something for you to lean on, Mom. You'll more likely be awful tired time you get all the arrangements arranged.
No, I don't think it's nothing like that.
Like a crutch or a cane.
Cane can stand by itself.
No, that's right, no.
You don't think it'd be one of them big grandfather's clocks, do you?
No, I don't know. It wouldn't be very good to lean on, I don't think. Read that over again, that part that you just read. Let me hear that again.
No, I've read it 1,100 times.
I'd love to hear it.
At the coming out ball, the debutante stands beside the hostess and receives until...
Receive what?
Don't say.
Well, that's what we're going to figure out. We can find out what it receives, why then we'll know what it is.
Kenny, I believe you got a point there, Ed.
Why, sure. Let's see now. Oh, this thing
couldn't
going...
be a telephone receiver, could it? No, they couldn't stand.
No.
They receive, though.
Doggy, it's more likely standing up by the front door there, Somers. Wait, I got it. Doggy, I've got it. Umbrellas.
Umbrellas?
Why, sure, it's an umbrella stand. That's what it is. See, as the folks come to the party, why, it receives their umbrellas. Good for me for thinking
of that. Wait a minute, though. I ain't so sure it's an umbrella stand.
It must be long.
They don't have umbrella stands in high society, I don't think.
Well, whereabouts do they put their umbrellas in?
Well, they just don't go when it's raining, I reckon.
Why, they're bound to have a party once in a while when it rains. They can't just carry them umbrellas around with them all evening. What if they start playing spin the platter? They'd have to set their umbrellas down every time they wanted to spin the platter or catch it either one.
Well, they don't play spin the platter at high-class coming-out parties.
Well, what in the world do they do?
Well, I don't know. They don't play post office and stuff like that.
They don't, huh?
Not in the gold room of the mansion, they don't.
Well, it'd be just as hard to play pin the tail on a donkey with the umbrella in one hand, Mom.
Granny, I'd be embarrassed to death if that come out in the society column of some big paper. The year's most fashionable party was given the gold room of the Whitley Edwards mansion by statuesque hostess Lum Whitley Edwards, who stood by the umbrella stand all evening. Sounds awful.
Well, you don't have to stand there all the time, do you?
Well, I ain't going to stand there at all. What if Dick Huddleston knows what a Davy stand is? Think I'll call him up and see.
Well, I thought you didn't want nobody to know about Grandpa's coming out for you yet, Mom.
Well,
you better not call him.
I'll just ask him if he knows what the word means. I'll be subtle about it. I'll just say... Well, hello, Dick. This is Mom.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, tolerably well, thank you. How's yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Well, go ahead and wait on your customer. I'll hold the phone here.
No, because this is funny, Long. This book here says the debutante usually holds a bouquet while receiving. Now, them flowers ain't going to last long in an umbrella stand. Somebody must have put them in there by mistake, sure.
Oh, that weren't no mistake. It just proves you're wrong.
Huh?
More likely a vase or something like that.
Mom, you can't put umbrellas in a little flower vase.
Hello? Yeah, Dick. Listen, I wonder if you can settle an argument me and Abner are having here. What does debutante mean?
Keep them dry.
Debutante. Huh. It does.
Huh.
Are you sure?
Umbrella.
Well, I do know. Well, that's what I thought it was all the time. Well, much obliged, Dick. Goodbye. And you'll never in the world guess what it is, Abner.
Huh?
It's Grandpap.
Grandpap?
Yes, sir. Dick says a debutante is a socialite that has a coming-out party gift for him. And that's Grandpap.
Huh.
My granny's out bound you. He'd be surprised to death to find out what he is.
Well, now, Long, we can't do that to him. That ain't going to be very nice.
Why ain't?
Well, it's his party, so he ought to get to have a little fun at it, hadn't he?
Well, he'll have fun. Lots of it.
Long, how can a fella have any fun if he has to stand at the door all evening and hold umbrellas? Dog is all again that.